Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 31st of March, and in studio are Andrea and Yahalom. Right now it's mostly cloudy with 24 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is partly cloudy, with temperature range from low 25 to high 33 degrees Celsius, and with a heat index on 36 degrees Celsius. Wind supposed to be blowing from southeast with 19 kilometers per hour. Later on we can expect a mostly clear sky. Moon is waning crescent and 11% of it is illuminated. On Sunday will be new moon. Today at noon, all over the planet, many will join the healing prayer for the water in the nuclear plants in Fukushima. But the massive earthquakes of magnitude 9 and surreal massive tsunamis, more than 10,000 people are still missing. Even now. It has been 16 days already since the disaster happened. What makes it worse is that water in the reactors of Fukushima nuclear plants started to leak, and it's contaminating the ocean, air and water molecules of surrounding area. Human wisdom has not been able to do much to solve the problem, but they are only trying to cool down the anger of radioactive materials in the reactors by discharging water to them. Is there really nothing else to do? Masaru Emoto, messenger of water, pleaded humanity to perform the prayer ceremony as fellow citizens of the planet Earth. During over 20 years' research of hado measuring and water crystal photographic technology, he have been witnessing that water can turn positive when it receives pure vibration of human prayer, no matter how far away it is. Name of today's ceremony is Let's Send Our Thoughts of Love and Gratitude to All Water in the Nuclear Plants in Fukushima. And the prayer, recited with open heart and love, is The Water of Fukushima Nuclear Plant, we are sorry to make you suffer. Please forgive us. We thank you and we love you. We will join the prayer ceremony exactly at noon at Quiet. In today's news, we feature the excerpt of interview with Rania and Irene from Women's Safety Task Force about the event for Taking Back the Night, which will occur on Saturday at 5:15 p.m. at Visitor Center.
So today is 2nd of April at 5:15 is the meeting. So the event will look like gather everyone at the entrance of Visitor Center and have their guided meditation. We will be supported by the Svaram group that will bring their beautiful instruments and offer resonances to our silence. And then after the meditation, we will invite everyone to reach the stage area. And in the stage area of Visitor Center, we will have talks mainly by women task forces, and also they've been invited. For example, Meenakshi will attend. Meenakshi, she will have a talk and also read some poetry, and there is many people attending that we invited personally that can give a feedback on the topic. So, and this would be like intermixed with performances, so maybe a song, there will be like an Indian singer with Carnatic singing, and there will be Jesse will intervene. I invited him to give a voice of a man about this topic. And there will be some so poetry reading and little performances with few women. And so somehow I would say that the topic is very big and is very wide and is spread all over the world about equality of genders and respect and harmony. And somehow I wanted to point the situation in Auroville, but somehow this just spread about what is a feminine principle and how this feminine principle is present today in the earth. And it is respected, it is recognized, and there is harmony. So it's a bit a call and wanting to put light on that subject.
Tonight at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture, we can see Repeated Act of Giving, a multimedia dance performance, a contemporary narrative of the column, with dancers Savitri Maya, Grace Cittadella, on multimedia Sashikant Somu, musician is Danny Beecher and Joy, light technician is Sean Legrand. The column ritual is an experience daily repeated, which leads to integrate and to an expansion of consciousness which gives rise to perception of the whole. Whether to invoke and propitiate deities, expel negative forces, to celebrate rites of passage of mark, turning points in the cycle of death and renewal, the column creates a focus and compacts energy. On Saturday, In the afternoon, from 3:30 onwards at Ceviche Bhavan, will be an event, Remembering the Mother, with Loretta and Dr. Susil Pani. An event is organized by Shyamala and Varadarajan, and all are really welcome. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m., we can see a French film Rap, made in France in 2009 by director Lucas Darvaux, and it is thriller in French without subtitles. On Saturday, at the same place and time, we can see an international film, Le Papillon, The Butterfly, made in France in 2003 by director and writer Philippe Mille, and it is family drama in French with English subtitles. On Sunday, at 4 p.m., children can see Jungle Book, which was made in USA in 1967 by director Wolverine Riederman, and it is animation in English with English subtitles. The film is inspired by the stories about the feral child Mowgli from the book of the same name by Rudyard Kipling. At Cine Club, also on Sunday at 8 p.m., we can see Napoleon, the first part, made in France in 1929 by director Ivor Gans, and it is drama, history, and it is silent. At the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., we can see The Role of Her Life, which was made in France in 2004 by Francois Favrat, and it is in French with English subtitles. At Eco Film Club in Sadhana Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. we can see a documentary, Great Migrations, The Needs to Breed, produced by National Geographic in 2010, and it is in English. Bus service to Eco Film Club departure from Solar Kitchen at 6 p.m. and return from Sadhana Forest at 10 p.m. Whatever comes to you, if you take it in the right spirit, will turn for the best, wrote Mother. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on rvradio.org.